Hester and the doctor had expected the same girls they had before, only separate where they had been together, and so initially they were surprised by the twins' collapse. The doctor carried out tests. Hester observed, and they met every day to compare notes, to discuss what at first they optimistically called progress. The experiment was not going as well as they had expected, had begun, in fact, disastrously. But the two scientists skirted around the possibility that they might be doing harm, preferring to retain the belief that together they could work a miracle. The doctor derived great satisfaction from the novelty of working for the first time in decades with a scientific mind of the highest order. Before long, he admitted to himself that she was more a colleague than a protégé. And Hester was thrilled to find that at long last her mind was adequately nourished and challenged. She came out of their daily meetings aglow with excitement and pleasure. So their blindness was only natural. How could they be expected to understand that what was doing them such good could be doing such great harm to the children in their care? They would never have ended the experiment of their own accord. Never. It was going to take something else, something external to put a stop to it, something that came quite out of the blue.